Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. This is Dr. Shirley Caniff, and I'm here with my husband, Jeffrey Caniff. And Jeff, are you there?
Yes, dear.
Okay. This is going to be a special edition of Blog Talk Radio. The Lord's been moving in our heart to offer up intercessory prayer at least an hour per week, because there's lots of needs out there. And we're going to take in a caller. We actually have a caller other than ourselves, and we'll answer that call. Somebody that needs prayer. So let's pray right now. What's the matter, Jeff?
He's not going to be able to call because he's making another phone call.
I don't know. We have somebody else on the line. Did you know that? One caller.
No. Is that a friend from California?
No, somebody from 704-438. And I don't think that we're supposed to be discussing the number, but we are. Let's pray right now. Okay, let's lift up this show in Jesus' holy name, okay?
Hallelujah, glory to you, Jesus.
Come, Holy
King
Spirit.
King of kings and Lord of lords. Praise you and thank you.
Tender with an amplifying with divine love. Send forth your spirit, and we shall be recreating. You shall renew the face of the earth. You just thank you, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Lord, we just ask right now to invade our space right now, our prayer space with your presence. We can only pray in your presence. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just let's sing Spirit of the Living God. You want to sing right now? Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. Mold us, fill us, use us, Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on us. And for the caller, the viewing audience, listening audience that's out there, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to fall upon them. And then we're going to answer that call. Spirit of the
Living God,
fall
afresh on them.
Thank you, Jeff. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on them. Melt them, mold them, fill them, use them. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on them. Okay, before we take this call, what we want to do is just let everyone know that we are just taking in intercessory prayer requests. We're not here to debate anything. We just want to just bless the Lord and just intercede on behalf of on behalf of the leadership and the government and whatever the Lord is putting in our hearts, because we have a burden to just pray in revival, and we just want people to just be able to receive, because he's doing a special work in his people. He's doing a cleansing, especially in these summer months and things like that. So, Jeff, I'm just going to click on this caller right now.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
Hello, doctor. How are you and your husband tonight?
We're doing very well. And who is this caller?
This is Jerry Holtz from Facebook, Guardian Angel, the truck driver.
Oh, wow. Praise God. Amen. So you must have gotten out. Did you get us to tweet the tweet deck, or did you get us from just Facebook alone? Because we did it on both. Software's calling. You know? So consider yourself blessed.
I've been on a prayer line since 8 o'clock with some of our people, and I was on Facebook for an hour. I bought an hour, and I was doing some stuff, and I was getting ready to go to bed here in Missouri, and I saw you on there, and I wanted to come on and encourage you, and I do need prayer. You know, I've been facing a lot of things.
Okay.
Lost everything I ever worked for, but I've given a lot away to God's work down through the years, 17 grand last year, so it's going to come back to me or my seed somewhere.
Yeah,
but
it will.
He's my source. We were speaking tonight, and God got me stirred up on Whitfield, and our founding fathers that came over here and paved the way for us, the Wesleys, and how they were different in their beliefs, but they came in unity. You know, Wesley was an Arminian, and Whitfield was what we call Calvinism, which believes that God is sovereign. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
but
yes, sir.
They came in unity. Even Whitfield taught the Wesleys that you can be anywhere and be saved if the Spirit of God is there drawing you.
Amen. Amen.
And we were speaking about the forefathers, our ancestors coming over, and I wrote a little deal on Facebook about it, about they were fleeing religious freedom of religion. And they were coming that they might worship. And prayer is an attitude of worship.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I've been so distraught because I've been invited up to some of these lines that I've seen online. Now, do you ever hear the people invite the Holy Spirit in, and they say, we're going to pray, and then they all start talking in tongues, and all the radio and TV I ever did, I knew I had a mixed multitude, an audience listening.
Yeah.
And when something like that's going on, the Holy Spirit is not anywhere near it, because he's not the author of confusion.
That's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
It will bear witness. You're not going to impress me. Because you can say your ABCs backwards. And mind you, God has used me greatly in these truck drivers down through the years. But
yeah.
But I had to be real. See, if I'd not been real, they would have ate my lunch.
Yeah.
They got
yeah.
to see the real thing. Like one time I was preaching, I said, young man on the back seat from Alabama. I didn't know anything about that man. I said, I cannot preach tonight for seeing you looking out a window like you're looking for a bird or looking for this. That young man ran to the altar, got up and told the whole congregation. He was sitting back there telling God if he was real, he would show me that he's looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the gifts in operation. And it's been, you know, needed in the trucking industry. I tell people that God called me back in the, I'm not calling an organization, in one of the leading organizations when I was preaching against the baptism of the Holy Spirit because I didn't know what I was doing. I was raised that way. And God called me into prophecy back then, and I didn't even know what it was. And faith, and I found out later as I dealt with the drivers, and God started using me in the gifts. But back then, I didn't know what it was, and I got thrown out of one of the leading organizations, excommunicated, and called a heretic. And God called me to do it when it wasn't legal, but it seems like people today, and I don't know why we're on this, they can get a word for God every service. You know, but they're really not. They're really not. You know, a turkey buzzard can fly up high, but that don't make him an eagle.
Well,
because
listen.
He eats dead stuff, you know? And these people will go back in people's past. That's not the Spirit of God.
So let's pray for unity, okay, in the body of Christ, and that the Holy Spirit will truly be poured out upon all flesh. And, you know, and also that we would be united in the power of God's love. And I want to, because you represent the truck drivers, I want to pray a special prayer on America's truck drivers. I have a CDLB. I drive a bus. And the Lord's been speaking to me about getting on the road and, you know, getting the CDLA. But it's funny how God's calling you to pray with us that you represent the truck drivers. It's amazing. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Why don't you start the prayer, seeing that this is burning in your heart?
Well, all I can say is, Doctor, God's son Jesus died for the truck drivers too, and there's a lot of truck drivers carrying the gospel right now. What better avenue for God to carry the gospel than on 18 wheels to get it where he needs it to be? Father, in Jesus' name,
hallelujah.
We come according to Philippians, I believe it is, where you said to be careful for nothing or anxious for nothing, which means to just simply not get in a hurry. But by prayer and supplication, we're bringing our supplication by prayer right now, Lord. We're prepared to ask you, Lord, to move in this situation.
Yes, Jesus.
To bring unity, Lord, to the body.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I mean, Lord, look at all the green. If we look at the green, we see the trees, the grass, the flower. What good would that flower be if it didn't have some green around it?
Jesus.
And, God, we need unity.
Hallelujah.
We come to you tonight and bring our requests. We know you're
Lord.
A good God, and we know that you got a plan.
Yes, Jesus.
Romans 8 tells us all things work together.
Yes,
but, Lord, seemingly today, we're just in too much of a hurry.
Yes.
Hard to even have a 3-day revival today. People getting tired on the second day. But, God, it's getting dark.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And, Lord, people are going to be looking to us for answers.
Jesus.
God, let your spirit and your word have free course in your body here on earth.
Yes, Lord, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Help us realize, Lord, that that heart has to be there even though it's not seen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what these people are about, the intercessory.
Yes, Lord.
If that heart stops, the ministry stops.
Yes.
And, Lord, there's truckers out here facing a lot of things, including myself. Lost everything I ever worked for, but you're my source. I seen you run diesel engines before, God, when there was no fuel at all in the tanks.
Jesus, yes.
I've seen you do mighty miracles in the truck driving revivals we've had, Lord, and know that they know you're real.
Thank you, Lord.
And I pray for this ministry right now that's took it upon themselves, Lord, to pray in intercessory prayer.
Praise
God,
you,
God. I remember when you called me this 2 years ago, I'd hear a knock, knock, knock by my bed. One time right here by my window, knock, knock, knock on my window, open my eyes, look out, and the knock still be doing that right there, Lord, and nobody would be there.
Yes, Lord. Wow.
People that are called into this avenue of prayer, Lord.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, help us get under subjection to your spirit.
Yes,
help us
Lord.
Get to the place where we can hear your voice.
Yes, Jesus, open
There's
to
so
hear.
Many voices. There's so many spirits that if we are not where we need to be, Lord, we'll be led astray.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Like me, Lord, we'll think we're back in a ministry and they'll take and just destroy us.
Yes.
And we'll think we're hearing from you.
Yes.
God, I need more discernment in the ministry that I'm in, even though I'm the CEO. I need more discernment.
Yes, Lord, we pray for increased discernment. Thank you, Lord. Increased discernment in the body. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, we need it. We need to know the holy from the unholy.
Yes, Lord.
We need to know to go back to your word when we hear these voices, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my
Lord, we ask that you cast down. Lord, we ask that you give us the power and the Holy Spirit to cast down vain imaginations that we will no longer entertain those in our mind. We put on the mind of Christ. We ask for wisdom, Lord, and understanding of the things of the Spirit as it pertains to the Word of God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you bless our friend. What's your first name?
Jerry.
Jerry.
Everybody
is it Pastor
knows
Jerry?
Me by guardian angel. Everybody knows me by guardian angel.
Oh, the guardian angel. We ask, Lord, that you would just bless guardian angel here on Facebook and throughout his whole life. Restore the years that the canker worm has taken from him. Lord, bless his generosity. Release the treasures of heaven right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for he knows what to do with the resources that you've given him. We ask, we declare, and we proclaim a multiplication on every level, not just material wealth, but spiritual wealth, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know his heart, Lord. Oh, Lord, he has compassion for your people. And we just thank you, Lord. Just bless, continue to bless him with a steadfast spirit within him. We thank you, Jesus. And a contrite heart. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. And I ask for peace, Lord. Lord, just bless him with your spirit of peace so that the peace can flow like a river in the power of your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Shikarabashanarakundiyamashikariyamash. Oh, miracles and miracles and more miracles. Ooh, Shikarabashanda. Shikarabashandarakundiya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your fresh oil from heaven. Whoa, thank you, Lord, for your fresh oil touching angel, guardian angel from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Whoa. We thank you for the multiplication of intercessors that have a heart sold after you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I see the spirit of the living God blowing out the cobwebs that have been in the ears of many intercessors. And right now, because he's raising up intercessors throughout the land that would intercede at the drop of a dime. And the Lord is saying he's blowing out the cobwebs right now in the intercessors that he has chosen for such a time as this throughout the land. Shikarabashanarakunia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Doctor, I'll leave you with this. Psalms 92 is what I built Withered Hand Ministries on without knowing till later what it meant. You'll find the unicorn, and if you'll study the unicorn, it was before the time of Christ. It was a type of wild bull, which represents the Gentile church. The story of the unicorn, how that horse was drawn to that little girl because of her innocence, then we are drawn to Christ because of his innocence, represent the Gentile church. It means the unity of the corn. And when we get that in our vision, that God wants us to take what we've got on out into the culture around us. Yeah. I wrote a book about let's go past the four walls of the church and reach out to the culture around us, because even the tithe is supposed to be a celebration to the Lord.
Yeah.
And when we get that, the unity of the corn, and we come together on one common table. My. There's something to that. God bless you. Thank you for this time, and thank you for that prayer.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Boy, we just thank you for that caller, God, an angel. So for those who are listening from Facebook, okay, I suggest that you just contact his ministry. There's many intercessory prayer ministries that are on Facebook. We do have a show on Blog Talk. Where do we have a show, Jeff? I'm just starting to forget it. Thank you, Lord. But I think the Lord just wants me to forget about myself and pray for. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank Jesus. We just ask for a special blessing on our friend there. Oh, Lord, what you are doing in the land. Oh, Shikaraba Shanda. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to raise up those intercessors.
Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy,
holy. Oh, we ask, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray Psalm 122. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We thank you, Jesus. Peace of Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, there's a blessing. There's a blessing for those who pray for the peace of Jerusalem, a blessing for families. Lord, we ask that you would extend a hand of blessings for all those raising families, especially the young parents and the young children. Oh, represented on Facebook. Oh, Shikaraba, families in ministry. Oh, Shikaraba with young children. Oh, Shaba. Oh, Shikirama, Soti, Amashanda. Oh, this blessing, touch them. Oh, provide for them. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 122. I rejoice with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones for judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of my brothers and sisters, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, well up peace. Oh, Lord, put a steadfast spirit in your people so that they may run after peace instead of other things, that they will enter into that rest that you have called them to. For nothing can flow without peace. So, Lord, we ask that you, we ask for the blessing of peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Peace is flowing like a river flows.
praise you in
I just want to lift up the President of the United States and their family. They've been, the Lord's been bringing them to me in dreams and visions. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you would touch them. Lord, we plead above Jesus over them, over their mind, body, soul, will, and emotion. We lift up President Barack Obama. We lift up Michelle.
Ivana, the First Lady. We lift up Malia and Sasha, and we'll put in the dog, too. I forgot the dog name, but we'll lift them up, too. But, Lord, more than that, we ask that you just move in the heart of President Barack Obama, move in his heart to really seek your face. I really believe that the theme of tonight is raising up intercessory warriors. The Lord, by his Holy Spirit, is doing this right now. He's going to and fro throughout the land, and he's raising up right now intercessory prayer warriors that will pray for the needs of this time, of this season that we are in. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask that the chaplain that you appointed to be a spiritual mentor for President Barack Obama, Lord, that there would be an open dialogue, not only between person to person, but between person to person as it relates to the Holy Spirit. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would just open up the heavens over them in Jesus' holy name. So I commission the holy angels to come around the White House. Oh, Lord, the angels that are appointed for this time to come to the president's aid and to guide him. I tie in mind any spirits of disobedience and rebelliousness to the Spirit of the living God. I ask, Lord, that you would send a Holy Spirit conviction to President Barack Obama in the night season as he sleeps. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about ready to do. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We decree and proclaim and declare revival in the White House, and let it confound all of those who doubt in the power of your right hand. We thank you, Jesus. That not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. And we ask for a new perspective, your Holy Spirit perspective, to invade President Barack Obama's being. We thank you, Lord. We pray for Holy Spirit, God-filled encounters. We thank you, Lord, and surround him with Holy Spirit-filled intercessors that would be filled with encouragement and encouraging gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. I know weapon fashioned or formed against him or any members of his family or the staff in the mighty name of Jesus will prosper and the people of the United States. We plead about Jesus over all the borders in the 51 states. And Lord, we ask that whatever North Korea is planning, that you would defuse those nuclear missiles, that they wouldn't even be able to leave the ground in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, I just want to look at the Honduras Streams Ministry, John Paul Jackson, the Streams Ministry, has yesterday informed everyone about through an article that was written on the internet about the government of the Honduras and there's a struggle between the leaders. And Lord, I just pray that your heavenly government from heaven would come down upon the Honduras. I tie and bind and break the spirit of rebellion and disobedience over that particular leader that wants to be a dictator of the people. I pray for your just government from heaven right now to invade the existing government of Honduras. Right now it's in transition. And we plead the blood of Jesus over the inhabitants of the Honduras, over the governmental officials, and the whole entire government surround the area, the country. I haven't been there before, the continent. With your holy angels, we thank you, Jesus. I raise up 24/7 intercessory prayer warriors. Tonight is the night where you are sending out the clarion call for the raising up of intercessory prayer warriors. And I see 24/7 happening there. And I ask right now that you would also protect the mission that John Paul Jackson has planted. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you that no weapon fashioned or formed against the children there would prosper. We pray for the caretakers of that ministry that, Lord, you would give them wisdom to protect these kids. We thank you, Lord. We tie and bind and break the spirit of fear right now, the fear of dictatorship. In Jesus' name, we tie and bind and break the spirit of control. Control and spirits, you leave that place. You leave that continent in Jesus' name. We speak peace over the storm of political chaos in Jesus' name. Amen. We place warrior angels over the land that will actually head off the destructive forces of war and genocide. In Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Jeff, is there anything you need to pray for? Jeff?
Yeah, I'm here. Lord, we ask you to multiply your graces and mercy to the people who are listening and to the people who will listen. We thank you for your great, great mercy, your unfathomable mercy and grace and divine love, Lord. We just put it all into your hands and we ask for multiplication. As you multiplied the fish and the loaves, Lord, you want more than just feed the body, Lord. You want to feed the spirit, the soul, and the whole person, Lord. And we just ask you to multiply your graces. Go after those who need graces of salvation. Go after those who need graces of healing. Go after those who need graces of deliverance, Lord. Multiply your effect. Multiply the work of your hand that can touch everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice even now, Lord. You know, you don't have any obstacle to time and space. You are there with them as you are with me and Shirley right now as we voice our intercession before you, Lord. You are there. Make yourself known, Lord. Multiply the knowledge of your salvation. Multiply the knowledge of your mercy. Multiply it in the earth. For the Hondurans, Lord, we just ask you to multiply it among the nation of Honduras, Lord, and let the revival begin that you've planned, Lord, that you've planned for the nation of Honduras and for all the surrounding nations, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bring more of your people home into your kingdom, Lord. Bring more people into your kingdom, Lord, this day, this night. Go into the world and seek those who are ready to receive grace and mercy, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. We just ask you to glorify your name as the Father has glorified you, Jesus. We just ask you to continue to glorify your name on the earth and in the body and in those who do not believe yet. Lord, bring those who are destined to believe, bring them in now, bring them in today, no matter what their age, no matter what their state, no matter what their status of faith, Lord Jesus. Bring them home, bring them home, bring them home. Hallelujah.
Whoa. Whew. Hallelujah. We have another caller. And I'm going to click on it right now. And caller number 2, how are you doing and where are you from?
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Can you say that one more time? I have a speakerphone.
My name is Monica, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, hi, Monica from Florida. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Now, did you? How did you hear that we were having a radio show? Did you get the notice on Twitter or Facebook?
On Facebook, I got the notice.
Oh, wow. What is your username, if you don't mind asking? Is it Monica, or is it something else?
No, Shia's Mom 3. That's my username.
Okay. Oh, amen. Amen. So what would you like prayer for today?
Just as anybody is in the economy we're living in today, I'm just having a hard time just supporting my children. But just for God's guidance, just to show me, you know, where to go and what to do and things of that nature.
Okay. Anything specific going on with the kids? I raise special needs myself, and we have a special needs group called the Joshua Connection. But I'm not assuming that your children are special needs. But what is the specific request for the discipline? For peace for you, and then also the obedience to the kids.
I want obedience to my children, to raise them up in the way of the Lord.
Yeah.
Just maybe a job or something, some means to, it's a little easier to support my children, that's all.
Okay, all right. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. If you want to start, do you want to start the prayer, or we can start? Okay, and feel free to come on in there. We're open for that, too. Well, we just thank you, Jesus, for Monica. Lord. The cry of a mother. Shikarama sokarama shikere. Oh, shakarama shandere tinda. Oh, Lord, the cry of a mother for her children, Lord, in this day and age. Oh, Lord, oh, it is so deep. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, shikarama shandere kundia mashanda. Oh, Lord. Whew. Lord, we just pray for peace right now to rest upon Monica as you use her in her ministry to her children, the children that you have blessed her with from heaven. We thank you, Lord, for they are truly your children, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And that you're just loaning them to Monica. We thank you, Lord. Lord, just let Monica be open to the needs of each of the children. They all have different needs. Lord, they are all individuals and you're unique unto you. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, you have a destiny. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
you have a destiny.
So
hallelujah.
I just want to thank you so much for bringing the people into my life that, that can guide me and that can help me. And I just pray, Lord, that you take the burdens off my back, that you continue to bring these people,
yeah,
and let Christ know you through these people, Lord, that you continue to guide them and give them wisdom and all things that we need to follow, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we pray that you just surround her family, Lord, with support coming from the faith community that you have placed around her, Lord, that they would be strong, trust and loving and peaceful relationship. And Lord, the Lord showed me that there was a destiny. There's a destiny call in each of the children. And we want to stand in agreement with this mother, Lord, who is just crying out for her children, that you would release the destiny and that there would be no weapon, fashion, or form against each of her children's life. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you, Lord, we ask that you keep away from them the evil of this world. Protect them. Cover them with your precious blood from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you, Jesus. And let no weapon fashioned or formed against them in the mighty name of Jesus prosper. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your perfect peace that surpasses all human understanding. God, in that family's heart and mind, we pray for the health of Monica, that, Lord, that you would keep away the stress of this age away from her, and that Lord, that she would just, that you would just well up within her, and she would just walk and flow in that peace. Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Thank you so much.
Lord, and we also Lord, and we also ask that you open their ears to discipline.
Yes.
No matter how young or how old they are, Lord, we just ask you to open their ears to discipline. And that Monica mm-hmm. may admonish and correct and guide in love.
Yeah.
Give her the mother's anointing of love and wisdom and knowledge so that she can deal with each of her children as unique people. Hallelujah, Jesus. And give Monica an open ear to hear your guidance, that
yeah.
she may be open and that she may speak it unto her children's life, no matter
yeah.
what their age is, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your power, and we thank you for the position of families that you have created, Lord, to reflect the family and the divine family of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Amen. And call us anytime. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing in people's
Thank
lives.
You.
Thank you, Lord, for moving in power and glory. More, Lord, more for Monica, more for guiding angel that called earlier, more of your presence, more of your grace, more of your power. And all those that are listening that for some reason you can't call in because maybe you're busy or you just don't know what to pray for, Lord, minister to my brothers and sisters in the ninth season. Thank you, Lord, as they're sleeping. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For you give your beloved sleep and rest. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Shikaramo shakarama soria mashite. And Lord, I'm going to pray for all the elderly drivers out there. There's been a lot of accidents, a lot of 80-year-olds and 90-year-olds behind the wheel of a car, driving into malls and driving into walls. Lord Jesus, we ask, first of all, I love the elderly because we can learn so much wisdom from them. But, Lord, we pray that you would raise up people around them, Lord, that would watch out for them and care for them and give them proper advisement and that they would indeed listen. And we tie in by any spirit of stubbornness or disobedience. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just want you to protect those that you have allowed to live so long so that they can teach this generation the good values. We thank you, Lord. Preserve their life and give them wisdom so that they won't, you know, hurt anybody and hurt themselves. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shikara mashanda. Would anybody that suffer in any panic attack, anxiety attack? Ooh. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you just take away their fear. Give them a hug. Oh, wrap your loving arms around them. Make them feel warm and fuzzy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give them a fresh kiss from heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Roll away the stone in their life. Let the new man come forth in Jesus' name. Free of fear and filled with love. Your love from your kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I see fresh manna coming from heaven. Fresh manna is ready to fall. Fresh manna, whoa, fresh manna, thank you, Lord. Fresh manna for the new man, fresh manna for the new man. Ooh, fresh manna for the new man. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Fresh manna for the new man. Shokata washike. Shikara basola mashita. Whoa, shaba. Shike le me sitara boshikata le bashokata yataha. Shabara konde ashike. Shikara boshana. New manna for the new man. Manna for the new man. O baba shaba, shike tele yamashite, o kata, o shamba ba 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 ba, shokora bo sheke tete, ika shande basote la candida, o bashuka. In the name of Jesus, those who are afflicted with candida yeast, that is a cause of diabetes and cancer, certain forms of cancer, right now, we ask that you just cleanse their system in Jesus' name. O kala wa shandala kundia masita. O kashikara masunde. Ikara mashanda. O kaya. O give them wisdom to eat the right food, Lord. Shikata mashokata wa masite. Ikara mande kasata wa masoti. Ikashiba. O kara masita pashababa. O kira masoti ya masite. Ikatala masapa riande. Lord, those who are putting too much salt on their food, deliver them of that carelessness, Lord, whatever that is. The Lord wants to do something in the diet of people. Ukatala mashinda. Ukala mosita mashite. Ukatela masondia mashita. Uba shamba baba shike. Ekila masodia masite yamashita lakande yamashonda. I'll put away the candy. No sugar for you. No sugar. I'm speaking of all the diabetes. No sugar for you. Shikara mashanda. Ora mashita la mosite. Ikana maso la masaya. O shamba la kita la moso. O katita. Shikara mashita. Well, we are coming to the end, which is actually the beginning. And hopefully this is going to be a continuing tapestry of intercession. And if anybody has listened to this broadcast and you have a testimony of the power of God touching you, you'd like to know. My husband is Jeff Kenneth, and I am Dr. Shirley Kenneth. I'm Dr. Shirley Kenneth. You can, that's our names on Facebook. But we also have youtube.com/WSTK and WSCIRO. Okay, we have 48 seconds. We just want to say a big God bless you, and we love you. Okay, until we meet again, shalom. Bye-bye.